The Rangers squaring off with the Mariners. Yovani Gallardo going up against Yu Darvish. We pick up the action in the fourth. Texas leading at 1-0. Robinson Cano at the dish.
Darvish ready, delivers. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to right field. This ball game is tied 1-1. Robbie Cano, don't you know, with a line shot home run into the lower deck in right field. Number 6 on the year. And with that swing by Robbie, it's the Mariners 1, the Rangers 1. And the 3-2 to Seager. Swing and a line drive. Diving catch. Rougned Odor in shallow right field. Tumbles to the ground and he hangs on to the ball.
3-2 pitch to Segura with Heredia at third. The pitch. Swing on. Set to center field. Coming on Gomez. He's there. He'll make the catch and that'll do it for the Mariners in the seventh.
And the pitch to Odor, swinging a fly ball deep to right field. Going back, Gamble looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Rougned Odor with his 6th home run of the season. And it comes with Delino DeShields aboard in the 13th. And the Rangers now lead it 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball off the side of the mound to Odor. He's got it over to second for one. The relay to first by Elvis Andrews is in time for the double play. And the ball game is over. The Texas Rangers win it.
The Rangers take it 3-1 in 13 innings. Yu Darvish, a no decision, allowing one run in 7 frames. The bullpen does the rest, going 6 scoreless innings, capped by Alex Claudio getting the save. Nelson Cruz extends his hitting streak to 14 games in the loss. Up next, the series against the Mariners continues on Saturday. Martin Perez on the hill for Texas. The Mariners lose a tough one in 13 innings to the Rangers. Manager Scott Service spoke after the game.
Positives, obviously we pitched outstanding tonight. Everybody from Gallardo through everybody. We used in the bullpen. Unfortunately, the injury bug got us there in the inning where, you know, Machi had an issue with his thumb, kind of a nerve issue, had a hard time gripping the ball. And then, you know, we brought in Marshall and, you know, he pulled his hamstring pretty good. Obviously, he went down in pain right away, and you know, yeah, I felt bad for him. He's probably going to be out some significant amount of time with that. I thought, you know, asking Pagan to come in that spot, he actually did okay. Just, you know, he got in a spot in their lineup, and Odor got in a good count, and you know, he can do some damage. So, you know, offensively, you know, it's tough to win when you only score one run. I did think we hit a lot of balls hard tonight. I thought Seager probably could have had 3 or 4 hits himself. It goes that way some nights. We just couldn't catch a break offensively. We certainly had opportunities, put a lot of pressure on them. And our guys really, really competed well all night. You know, I think everybody felt we're going to win that game. We're going to get the big hit. We're going to put something together. We just couldn't get over the hump.
Scott, you had the one inning where you had the leadoff double for Segura and you asked Campbell to try and get the butt down.
Yeah, it did, you know, with you know, kind of the middle of our lineup guys coming up behind him. You know, we got to execute. That's a big part of the game, especially get late in the game like that. And doing the little things really makes a big difference. And, you know, getting that guy over to third there kind of changes the whole complexion of that inning. You know, I know they're probably not going to pitch to Robbie, but, you know, we'll take our shot when Nelly and Sieg's coming up. But it didn't happen. You know, Ben Gamble's done a lot of good things since he's been here. Just, you know, didn't get it done in that spot and didn't execute.
Up next, the series against the Rangers continues on Saturday. Chase DeJong on the hill for Seattle up against Martin Perez.